Then they fire up the snowblower. And within seconds, I'm completely covered. Deep under the snow, there's no room for my crew. But by plunging a small camera down a stretch of piping, they can get the shot of me buried in my snow coffin. I lost a close friend to avalanche. Her body was never found. I always thought she was invincible. And since then, I've had a wary respect for avalanches. In truth, I'm scared of them. This tube simulates a burial at 12 feet and heavily restricts my breathing. And already, this feels way too close for comfort.
Bear, that's a minute. Your blood sats are good, but the CO2 is building up.
Feels like a lot more than a minute.
I'm not enjoying this.
It's, yeah, just very, very claustrophobic, you know.
When the snow from an avalanche settles, it sets like concrete. You can't break free from its icy grip, and its pressure is crushing.
Really noticing the cold much more now.
Feeling really, really woozy. Horrible. Can't move. I can't breathe properly. Utterly powerless.
Get buried by an avalanche, and the major killer is carbon dioxide. As you exhale, it fills the space around your mouth, and eventually you asphyxiate.
We're at the threshold now, Bear. You've got less than 12% oxygen.
Carbon dioxide levels are rising sharply now. As the oxygen level plummets, it gets harder and harder to breathe.
Just massive urge to need to breathe more. When you push your chest out to try and take a breath, it doesn't satisfy you.
We've hit 8 minutes 15, the time our skier was buried. But the air now is running out, and I'm struggling for every breath.